Have you ever met someone so full of life that while you were talking to them, you couldn't stop giggling or laughing with joy? That's what happened to me while talking to my guest. She just blew me away with her stories and happiness about meeting God at 5 and healing cancer by expressing herself. Die or come alive, that was the message. I am Becca Lewis, and in the Shift the Story podcast, my guest will brighten your day and inspire your life. Perhaps you will also find yourself laughing with joy. You'll have to listen to find out why I wait for her to say her beautiful name. Ready? I promise you, she will inspire you to shift the story and do it together. This wonderfully exciting, brilliant, lovely woman on the recording with me today, and I told her that I wasn't going to say her name because I'm going to say it wrong. So would you introduce yourself and then we'll go from there?
Yes, I'll be very glad, Becca. My name is Ulrike. You pronounce it kind of like Eureka, which may be an easy way out for
you cheaters out there. For those of us who can't roll that R.
It's a very difficult name. Why did I ever move to America?
Oh, because we love having you here. And I am so delighted. I went after we met briefly on the online, I went and looked at your website, and it's just so delightful. And your website is about singing yourself well. And you have this is what you say. I feel very strongly that using and freeing our voice is a preventive measure we can no longer ignore, not just as a fixer, but an actual tool in preventing disease in the first place. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. That is so amazing. And when I watched your videos, you have so much energy and light coming out of you. And I was just like, how is she doing it? And what does it mean? And what do you mean? And how did you get there? Yeah, fill me in a little bit.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you, Becca, for having me. It's a great honor. This is my very first ever podcast, and I feel so honored that you are the one. I'm just delighted. You have so much light and so much to give. My goodness. And the shift, yes. This is so perfect, isn't it? This is what it's all about. Yeah. So thank you, and I'll be very glad to fill you in. When I was 5 years old, I drowned. That was my first introduction to the world. Welcome, child. Let's let you drown, shall we?
Wow.
This was actually one of the most wonderful experiences, turns out, because rather than feeling, of course, I felt the fright, the momentary panic, as I was realizing I couldn't breathe oxygen anymore. But when my body was finally giving up, my awareness, my consciousness, the real me, was suddenly, oh, there you are. Oh, I'm home. I remember this. I'm completely awake. I'm completely at home. And everything is fine. There's nothing to worry about ever. Nothing to be afraid. I felt, you know, when you've been away from home and everything is okay in the world, but then you come back home and you know it's your turf. It smells like your home. Well, for better or for worse. and the people greet you, or the pets greet you, and the family is there. You know it's your home. That's what I felt. So from the very first baby steps as a five-year-old, I got to meet God. I get to meet myself. I got to be home. So from then on, my life path was totally clear, crystal clear to me on that level. On the other level, however, since it is a relative, my girlfriend then at the time was 6 years old, and she ran inside to get her mom. And after a few minutes, they fished me out, my lifeless body, as they described it. And as wonderful as the experience was for me, they were frightened out of their gut. So they were so relieved when I opened my eyes. Finally, they pumped my lungs out. Or I don't know how they did it. I was 5 years old. But when I looked up at them, I had a sinking feeling. Thought, oh yeah, I remember this. So it was in a way a letdown. But clearly, I wasn't done. Clearly, this was just the correct angle to set me up for the rest of my life. And I was a total introvert, completely shy, very closed, hardly spoke, and then had this burning, unconscious, semi-unconscious yearning to be with God. That's really all I was alive for. And finally, when I was 20 years old, I found meditation. I found transcendental meditation, and I took to it like a fish to water. I sat down. I have to say, I was a little bit suspicious at first. I thought, okay, there's a guru involved, and I'm in Germany, and it was drummed into our heads not ever to follow a leader again. So I don't know what I'm doing, but for some reason I'm here, and I'm drawn to this, and I'm going to just give it a go. And I listened to the instruction and followed the instruction. I was sitting down, closed my eyes, and within, I would say, 15 seconds, I was home again. Tears were streaming down my cheeks, and I had the same exact feeling of being home, being taken care of, being completely in the arms of Divine Mother, God, the universe, myself, whatever you want to call it. And I was hooked. I was completely hooked. I've been meditating now for 38 years, and it's changed my life. So that was the first part of my story. I left out many details, but you can read in the book more if you want to. Then, of course, having found this precious jewel of myself, I went inward even more, as if that was possible. But it was a good going inward. It was going to the self. It was going to the place where I truly lived. And so it was all good, except I forgot to express myself to the outside. I didn't know. Suddenly I found myself, I was 32 years old, and I found myself standing in Deepak Chopra's office. And I heard him, as if through a veil, I heard him say, "You have thyroid cancer." And my world just stopped. You know how you go into this alternate universe almost, when yes. Nothing makes sense. The puzzle pieces of your life suddenly are thrown up in the air by God or by somebody, and you feel completely in limbo. But then came the relief. He said, "If you want to heal, you have to learn to sing. You have to learn to speak up and express yourself." Deepak had known me for a few years. I've gotten a few techniques from him over the years, and it was always wonderful to see him. So he was my first go-to when I felt something was really wrong. We flew to Boston, and it was a blizzard, and the plane was shaking, and it was all very ominous and very, da-da-da-da in the movie. But then I stood in his office, and it was cozy and it was warm, and after this initial shock of this, wow, dude, it's really real. This is going to change my life on some level. I'm going to die or I'm going to come alive. I felt so understood because he knew I was so quiet, so inward, so devoted, which was wonderful. But we need both. We need meditate and act. And I had forgotten to act. I had forgotten, completely forgotten, my four generations history of classical musician and classical singer. Completely forgotten. Everything out the window for enlightenment. I wanted to be with God. Nothing else mattered. I didn't want a career. I wanted nothing in the relative. So there was Deepak at this very fine point in my life when he said, "Here's the key. I'm going to give you the key. This is an imbalance of your fifth chakra, your throat, your center of self-expression. You, my girl, you need to change your life and express yourself." And I did. I went home. I had to have surgery. And then after the surgery, I faxed my mother. I called my mother. She faxed me voice lessons. I went to concerts. I listened over the next 10 years or so. I listened to hundreds of female classical singers. What were they doing? How were they moving? What was their facial expression? How were they breathing? How were they behaving on stage? How were they using their breath, their voice, their whole being? And over the next many years, I really mirrored what I saw and felt, mostly felt them do. And this is what I teach people now. We don't have to go to that part yet because I'm so passionate about it. I'll just keep going. But I hope this gives you some introduction of my background, what drove me to this, literally drove me. There were many other instances in my life that made this even stronger so that I would go out and teach. But this was my personal transformation.
Oh my gosh. I really, if you could see me, my mouth is hanging. That is the most amazing story. And because I didn't know you before, and I only have met you in this outward version of yourself with so much giving and so expressive. I just love it. And I'm kind of laughed to myself because just this week I said I said to someone, not because they're ill, but because they weren't talking, and I said, you have got to get that out. And now, so you have just said in such an eloquent way what that's about, and knowing God and seeing, oh my gosh, it's just what an experience. I'm so grateful that you're sharing it with us. Huge shift.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. That is a huge, huge shift. And here's the thing. There are so many of us so spiritual, so devoted, so inwardly alive with our mind expanded, our awareness expanded, knowing who we are on a very deep level. Now comes the challenge. How do we allow our breath, our voice, our entire expression of ourselves to manifest this in reality? How is this in a very practical way going to influence who we are in life? Instead of just meditating and then going back into our fairly defined way of being, of acting, of talking, of interacting, of experiencing even, how can we learn to open up to this awareness and translate this into our body, our breath, and our voice for our health? Because so many of the health concerns we have these days, heart disease, anxiety, depression, asthma, allergies, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, all those are what? They are constricted energy. They are a shrunken energy, something not allowed to flow. And when I realized that in myself and in hundreds of clients, I thought, oh my God, so many people could potentially, not that I can make any claims, mind you, experience life in a different way. They might be able to experience life in a different way. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm so passionate. And that's why I never shut up ever again. I'm sorry.
I think you can make the claim that they will experience life completely differently if they do what you're talking about. I know you can't make a claim like, oh, it's going to heal everything.
But you can
say, if you're willing to express your divine essence, who you are, the purpose why you're here, and you're willing to put it out into the world, which is a trick. Because as you said, on one hand, we know the unreality of it, but it's all a spiritual essence anyway.
Right.
So if we start realizing that expressing it spiritually is the same as expressing it practically, that barrier starts going away. And I see that you've done that for yourself and so many other people. Wow, what joy you must have every day.
Yeah, you know, life continues with ups and downs. But when I see person after person experience for the first time, wow, I don't just have to live in the realm of the absolute, which is so wonderful and heavenly and divine and fulfilling, and I'm at peace then, and then I come back to life. And, you know, it goes away to some extent. I can make a conscious effort. Anytime I feel off in the relative, I can remind myself through my body, not just through affirmations, which sometimes work wonders and sometimes they just don't work at all. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to kind of, I always liken it to weeding out a garden before you throw seeds down. If you throw seeds on top of a bunch of weeds, not much is going to happen. Same thing. If you work with your body and train your body to imbibe this newfound consciousness and awareness into your breath and into your body really fast and into your voice, then affirmations and anything we do and think and feel is so much more effective because it comes from this center that is now not just in our mind and awareness, but also in our body, breath, and voice.
Oh, gosh, that's fantastic. So people come to you and they can take lessons and they can take your course. There's a bunch of ways that they can experience this wonderful essence that you have.
Yeah, I have free introductory, very homemade, three homemade intro videos on my website, seeingyourselfwell.com. People can just get them. I send one out the first day, they get one right away, and then the two following days, you get the other introduction. It's a great way to go and explore, not just intellectually learning about why we need to use our full voice. One of the reasons is that we use only 20% of our breath and voice in daily life. 20%. That's one thing you'll find out. That's part of the first tape. And then in the next two tapes, next two videos, I teach how to make it happen so that you feel confidence in your breath, in your voice, in your whole being. And then the third video shows how to gain happiness and health through taking that a step further. But anyway, that thing really freaked me out. I actually Googled it because I thought that's not possible. Every person that came to me, and I got two categories of people usually. I say categories. Please don't hold it against me. It's just over time I had to sort of distinguish between the young singers that want to learn to sing because they want to be on Broadway or they want to express themselves or they want to have a career. They want to just sing for the heck of it. That was one. Is that a nicer word than category? Type. A type is also sort of not a very nice thing. But what do we do, Becca? Seriously.
You're right. I think we understand what you're trying to say.
I think so. Everything in the relative, the intellect has to somehow make little boxes for it. So I'm going to put them in one box, in a very large box. A pretty box with little stars and sparkles. Yes. So nothing too confined.
Yeah. And ribbons, yeah.
Yeah. And little pets and something to drink, something to eat. Okay. So there were singers who came to me who wanted to learn to sing. Now, every single person, I made it a habit because experience, I sit them down first. I sit them down and they tell me about their life and I hear the stories. I tune in energetically and I pretty much right away see or even feel if they're on Skype or even if it's just on the phone where their stuff is. I always see the divine light being, but I also see where the blocks are that prevent them from achieving what they want or what they could sound like or feel like or anything like this. So we always incorporated the healing into the voice sessions. The other type category of people, mostly women, but also some men that came to me were people our age, you know, in their 50s, 60s, sometimes 70s, who came because midlife crisis, some traumatic experience, the spouse left, marriage ended, kids out of the house, something in their life changed. And every single one of them, Becca, every single one needed to open their voice. I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't expecting it. I was certainly not ready for it even. But I thought, oh my God, this block there, this block of self-expression, once this can be loosened, oh my God, are they going to flourish? That's what's causing them the pain at the moment. Everything is fine in their life. The situation may or may not change, but the way they can grow out of it really quickly and thrive is through this shift that they can make. They can adjust their body and their breath and their voice and allow it to flow and allow that out of themselves. And so that's what made me realize if those major, major types of experiences to different angles coming to me, then that covers, I would say, a lot of people. I don't want to say almost everybody in the world, but a lot of people. I realized I can't do this one-on-one only exclusively. I still do it, but I really, really want to put this out there. Just in case something happens to me that God says, well, now your time is up, lady, finally. So why don't you just quickly hurry up and put it in a book? So I quickly hurried and put it in a book. So just in case. And I created the online course and yeah.
Oh my gosh. In case you decide to go home sooner than
yeah, later. You don't know. You just do your job. You just do what God wants you to do.
Exactly. So where? People are going, oh my gosh, Becca, ask her where. Where can they find it? Where?
Well, so the free information is on my website, singyourselfwell.com. You can go there and sign up for the free videos. For the introduction, you can look around, you can go to the blog. I have lots of free articles on the blog part of it where you can inform yourself why we need to use our voice and why we haven't. Actually, there's so many reasons why we haven't used it and almost none of them are our fault. Yay!
Yeah.
I explain that in the book too. And then there's the book. Thank you for mentioning. Book Sing Yourself Well in 7 Seconds. You can get it on Amazon. And then, of course, there's the online course. I suggest strongly that either get the book or get the free stuff first. You could jump right away into the online course, and I certainly will not deter anyone. But I really like that people get an idea first of the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Why we haven't used our voice, why we must, what it will change in our lives, so that you're really motivated to get the course. And once you get it, you're actually going to do it, you're going to practice it, and you're going to apply it. Because seriously, I've taught hundreds of people this, and most people, when they do it, and when they practiced it, and then applied, they can do this series in 7 seconds. In 7 seconds, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling mopey, something not good in your life, you're feeling overshadowed or just not in your center, in 7 seconds, you will transform how you feel because you've trained your body, your breath, and your voice to behave differently and give different messages to your brain, so your brain puts out a different frequency to the rest of you. Does
wow.
that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And I'm so excited. I'm going to go get the book after we hang up. And I'm so grateful. First, I have to say, I'm so grateful that our friend, our mutual friend, Gloria from Heaven Letters sent you.
Yeah, she's such a wonderful soul. Yeah.
But I have one last question for you.
Yes.
So here it is. What is the one piece of advice that you would give anyone else in the midst of shifting or changing their life story?
Learn to listen within and then learn to express without.
I'm just giggling because I couldn't say it any better.
It just came.
That's
I didn't even know
so
what your last question was going to be. I was starting to feel a little nervous tickle in my tummy. I just thought, nope. Just do your seven-second deal, and the answer will come. Ta-da! There it is. I have no idea what I just said, Becca, but that's what it is.
We've recorded it. Everybody
learn to listen within, and then allow yourself to express without, meaning on the outside. Yeah. And that's really it. Yeah.
That's it. Thank you so much for being here. Aww. This was just fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Becca. I so love your energy. I love what you do for the planet and for all of us. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Sending it right back to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Learn to listen within and allow yourself to express without. Words of wisdom that will shift all our lives to greater joy. Find everything you want to know about singing yourself well in the show notes at theshift.com/podcast. This is episode 98. Share this podcast, please. We need more laughing and joy in the world, and this is a good way to bring more of it to life. I am still in the throes of happiness in the releasing of my latest book, Caress, but I have many more that you can find at Amazon. If you get one, let me know. I would love to hear what you think. Now, let's get out there and express ourselves as we continue to shift the story together.